welcome back. And we need to kind of look at what's really going on here on a spiritual level and intellectual level. They have multi-level, if you want to call war gaming out every eventuality and turn and fork in the road. The fork called the Brexit fork is one that's prophetic, that even prophecy experts as long ago as the 1950s knew that Britain wouldn't be part of the rise of the European superstate. Now we can see it's very evident that the Vatican and the Jesuits, which are none other than Satanists, and the Talmudic Jews and the globalist Satanists have all converged to actually create a plan to Islamify Europe and to create a superstate and a fault line between Sunni and Shiite Islam, which eventually will result in a peace treaty between these two that will precipitate their plan for a new world order and 10 trade zones around the world. This they published as long ago as the fall of 1973 in Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs. So there's enough public documents, because it's part of the process of these high-level Masons, to hoodwink us, to tell us in straightforward plan, in actual printed material from the World Watch Institute, the Georgia Guidestones, the Foreign Affairs Journal, etc., many different documents that are actually in plain English that tell, or any other language, that tell us clearly exactly what they're going to do, and in public statements, even in the media. When we see the rise of Hillary Clinton here, when we see the counter to that with Donald Trump, when we see the Brexit occurring, when we see the actions in Italy with Chinese troops trying to come in and monitor even this, if you want to call this enclave, with corrupt politicians allowing slave labor in Italy for Prada, etc. What you have to understand is this metastatic tumor of globalism is very advanced. I mean, if it was a medical diagnosis, I would say we have stage 4 plus metastatic geopolitical globalism. How's that?
I'll say that you're completely right, and I think that things can only get worse because, unfortunately, there is not enough people yet that are willing to risk their work, their position, and even their life at times to fight this great beast that is advancing in a society.
Right.
And I hope that somebody will finally turn things around. That's why I really have much hope in Donald Trump as somebody that can start this process.
Oh, yeah, he will.
I'm not saying that Donald Trump is the most, incredible politician or the most honest person in the world, or that he's not himself involved with the elite. But for sure, he's at least a man that knows about business, about real business, and he's somebody who has actually worked in his life.
Right.
People like the Clintons haven't worked one day in their life. They just are always on the back of some political bandwagon. They have been only conferencing for millions of dollars. Is that a job? Not really.
No.
And so I don't consider that a job. As I don't consider a job all those bureaucrats that are basically in the European Union, in the headquarters of Strasbourg and Brussels. And that's why I liked the words of Nigel Farage when he was attacked as soon as after the Brexit. He comes in front of the European Union and he's talking about his great success. Of course, they are criticizing him, but he's ready to say, well, you know, the criticism has come from a group of people that have not worked one day in their lives. So
yeah, I loved his comments. In fact, while they're literally throwing fecal geopolitical fecal matter at him and cursing at him, he's telling them straight up that they're useless, they've never accomplished anything, and they're not even, in a sense, ever doing any real labor. All they're doing is acting like a parasite on the population of Europe.
I'm really upset, really, that people are so much against Nigel Farage, all these left-wingers, these people from the media, these so-called intellectuals.
They're not intellectual at all. They're just plain, they're pseudo-intellectuals that pretend to be intellectuals and act intellectually superior when actually they plan our geopolitical, physical, genetic, and financial demise. So when people say that they're intellectual, no, they're not. These are just plain Satanists parading as pseudo-intellectuals.
These are basically the mercenaries of Satan. They are
right.
The ones who are in charge of creating this illusion for all the people to believe. And unfortunately, because they are prevalent in the media today with their mentality, it's very difficult for anybody to resist their corruption level. because they will always come up with something more to offer to you, and in the end you will just succumb and just join this whole charade. So it's very difficult to find honest journalists, honest writers, and honest politicians who really do their job, because they are just puppets of this elite.
What do you see as a timeline? Because it's very metastable right now. But without putting dates on things, I see the following, you know, what I call sequence of events. I see before the election major terrorism on American soil. I see a bipartisan domestic security bill. I've just got an article I pull up here on Drudge that Federal Regulatory Commission of Internet is coming, warns the FCC and the FEC commissioners. They're terrified of people like alternative media and people like us that raise questions they don't want raised. They're absolutely out of their cotton-picking minds, terrified that the public won't collaborate because they're fully informed. It wouldn't matter. There's enough information out now. If the government tries to start, let's say, allowing suits against gun manufacturers, starts making guns illegal, starts doing terrifying things to the public, there's going to be a hot revolution. You'll see Americans by the millions march on capital cities in Washington, D.C., and there's nothing that they can do to stop us. And most of the people that will actually be in our military will be with us, in our police and our sheriff's offices. So in America, if you try to pull this off, you're going to die really quickly or end up in prison. That's what's going to happen. And you need to know that we're not passive people. And if you want to see violence, we'll perpetrate a violence on you that will be far worse than what you're planning to do to us. I can tell you that right now. So don't even think of it. Don't even think of it, because let me tell you, that's why they have to be sneaky. They want to collapse the financial system where people are starving first. They have to have domestic security disasters so that you won't even dare to go to a public stadium or a federal building or a public place without the danger of yourself or your wife or your child being blown up with a terrorist bombing. Because Obama and these idiots want this. They want us to surrender our rights. They don't want to take them from us by violence. They want us to surrender them and willingly give up our rights. That's what they want.
And I hope that to wake up people to this reality, we can do it through these radio shows, through the alternative media, but also through my books that, as
absolutely,
you know, I've tried to build a real resistance in people by giving them fundamentally facts, not fiction. Because
let's go through some of those.
Yes.
Leo, let's go through some of those facts in book number one and two. And, of course, what's coming in book three? What months will book three be coming out later this year or next?
First of all, I would like to mention in volume one the important work I've done, especially in the last chapter, in regards to Turkey, because people don't know really the importance of Turkey at a geopolitical level and what is really happening in Turkey, but they're starting to view it with this, of course, continuous terrorist attacks and so on. So I think that if you want to know the truth about the Illuminati and Turkey and about secret societies and Turkey, connection with the New World Order and also even earlier with Nazism, I think volume one of my confessions can give you really a very clean and a very unheard and unprecedented series of facts, because they are always backed by documents and by hard evidence, because I don't want to leave anything to speculation. The second thing also that I want to point out is the fact that in volume two, we definitely see this project advancing by the New World Order that was really defined a lot, who invented this term? It was Herbert George Wells. Let's not forget.
Right.
and let's not forget that George, this guy wrote a book called The Island of Dr. Moreau, and in this book there is a lycanthropic rite called Dartier Drama that was actually, that they claim, this is the ritual the Illuminati of today, of the dark side, are using in those parties. That's why it's so important. This ritual includes the following words: man is God, we are men, we are gods, God is man. So equaling man with God is the ultimate heresy, but also the ultimate empowerment for this fake Illuminati, for this dark side of the Illuminati, which I try to expose in my books.
Yeah, amazing.
So Confessions of an Illuminati, you can find it on Amazon, you can find it on, of course, Barnes & Noble, if you are near a bookshop, and you can find it also through the website of the publishing company known as CCC Publishing, which is in San Francisco. And I'm really getting a lot of reactions from the publication of these books. There has been, but there's been none who has been able to really make a consistent criticism towards the elements I put out. Nobody that is able to debunk it. There has been, of course, the usual trolls that go around the internet, maybe, and maybe go occasionally on Amazon or there, leaving comments which have nothing to do really with the book. They're just personal attacks to my person. And this means a lot to me, because it means that we're really getting there and we're getting the truth out there, and that these people are bothered if they even do this.
Yeah, well, they're bothered by the very fact that you're actually raising objection to their satanic agenda. That's what's going on.
Yeah. Absolutely, because I don't think that at this moment of time there is many people from the inside who are willing to lose all the material interests that they will gain by staying inside. You understand? I lost a lot economically to be in this position where I'm now. And I'm even myself have to argue with my own family on the values which I pursue myself.
Oh, yeah, they're going to argue with you and say, well, why are you doing this? For example, and I'm just going to partition the American public. The majority of American public know that they should not trust the government. The majority even of the supporters of Hillary Clinton know that she's not trustworthy and she's dangerous. But yet they're going to support her despite the fact, because the status quo means that they may retain some of their physical wealth and their position that they have, which they think Hillary may maintain. They're concerned about Donald Trump because, for example, Hispanic populations that are American citizens have a lot to gain, and black Americans that are young have a lot to gain with Donald Trump. But despite that, they've heard the siren song that he's a misogynist and a racist and he hates you, when in fact the exact opposite is the truth. That these young people and these Hispanic people that are American citizens, and the fact is he will modernize the immigration system so the people that are good family men and women of whatever race can immigrate to America through a legal system, not an illegal one, where they arrive here from countries where potentially a portion of them are embedded in the immigrants that are terrorists. And that's going to be a big problem, because as terrorism continues and continues, the smirking and kind of looking to the side attitude of Obama that speaks in a very low, you know, we call neurolinguistic programming kind of cadence to tell us, don't worry, go to sleep, don't worry, and we may kill your children, but just go to sleep with a terrorist bombing, is not going to work anymore. And right now, I think that what we should be doing is trying to impeach Obama before he causes more disaster. We need to be arresting Hillary, not just for the email server, but for her work in Benghazi and others. And the problem is that when they put up Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren as a ridiculous proxy for the Democratic Party, they'll be soundly defeated. And hopefully it'll be the end of the Democratic Party. They'll be destroyed permanently. What we need to realize in America is that the decision to you have the Democratic Party means there will be no America in one or two terms. America will cease to exist. It'll be a bunch of sub-republics as we have civil war in this country, and it breaks up. Because it won't hold together with the Democratic Party what their intentions are. It won't. What do you think, Leo?
Sorry, you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me? Yes. I think that the Democratic Party will be the demise of America and the demise of nation states and elsewhere around the world, because as Trump leads, national power will increase. And we're not talking about nationalism like the Nazis, which they're trying to say that Trump is a Nazi. What they're really saying is, and it says in the Bible, that the nation states have to be strong in order for us to have a strong world, not a global world controlled by a small elite that determines population size, even reproduction, and international trade. It's ridiculous that we can't control and protect some aspects of our industry and trade and industrial espionage. It's ridiculous that we have to have open borders. And for people to say it's a cruel and evil thing to have a border, these people are morons. They are idiots, and they are going to destroy not only their future, but the future of the whole planet.
They're destroying the future of their own kids, and it's really interesting to see that after the Brexit, the ones who actually complain are the young people of 20 who have not even bothered to go and vote. So, I mean, why you should be bothered to even say anything after you haven't even voted, and it was in your right to vote? Young people, by their naive ways, are unfortunately giving in this whole establishment and their manipulation behind it. I'm sorry to say that the young generations, because they have actually been born on the internet, and they are totally, their mind is completely in a smartphone.
They're basically internet imbeciles. If you actually look at the actual intelligence, when I talk to young people who otherwise can absorb and regurgitate, the idea of inductive and deductive logic and thinking outside the internet and the blogosphere that they actually see, I call them Google geniuses, the intelligence or the IQ of the average person that's, say, in their 20s and 30s, they're morons. They haven't got a clue about the nature of the real world. Their world is a cyber world where the evidence and information they see is not what their eyes and their logic tells them about current events, even published in the newspapers and the journals and the videos. It's whatever the blogosphere and the internet tells them. It's disturbing. They've lost the capacity to be independent thinking beings, and they're plugged in like a partial intelligence of a global consciousness that's completely psychotic.
And it's completely reliable only on the truth that they want you to accept. So right. You are not able to judge anymore. They don't want to have criticism to the system.
Criticism is considered a form of evil. To criticize the idea of the leftist philosophy is very, very, very. For example, they actually say things like they want to jail climate deniers. I mean, as if climate change is not occurring for multiple reasons, including galactic and solar and you know, gravity waves coming in from deep space and other things. Rather than thinking of solutions, they think that they've already got the solutions, which is carbon credits and a global control tax. And that for us to be a climate denier is a jailable item. And these people are out of their cotton-picking mind, and if they want violence, they're going to get intellectual and physical violence to fight against them. It's not going to be pleasant.
I hope that we will soon find a way to implement a new kind of university, a new kind of teaching in the world that is free from the manipulation of the studs.
This is that university. I want to do many more interviews also on live stream. We're going to make a university of educational materials, videos, and your books and other books and materials that we have out there. So people will self-educate themselves away from the public universities that are under control of global control freaks. For example, right now, and we talked about this with Bill Warner, many of the universities, including George Washington University, have now been bought out, their political science department and so on, by Saudi Arabia. So now we have Sharia-compliant books, Sharia-compliant universities, Sharia-compliant states and cities. And what they want to do is they want to make a Sharia-compliant culture so that raising any question about Muhammad or Islam or even some of the dark scriptures that justify bad behavior, because it's a chameleon religion that can be satanic under the certain circumstances, is considered anathema. You can't do that in our culture, or you're considered evil. Well, no. I like the fact that Donald Trump says he does not believe in political correctness. Now, he needs a counterpunch with some balance. So while he's hugging little Hispanic kids, he's saying, I want you to have a good, full, healthy meal. I want your daddy to have a job. You're an American, or you're trying to immigrate to America. I want to reduce the cost of immigrating if you're a good person and want to work hard and you have skill sets that we need, whether it's picking fruit or working as an oil engineer. I want people to realize he is not a misogynist and not a hater. And this continued lie by the media makes me want to punch them in the face intellectually and say, stop it. Stop calling my leader, President Trump, a misogynist and a racist. He's not. Yes, he's a bit of a narcissist. And I think anybody who's super successful in anything, whether you're a neurosurgeon or a businessman like him, you're going to be a narcissist.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, the idea that, give an example, I've had people criticize me, and just recently I had somebody say, you've got to stop pontificating, Deagle. You've got to stop ranting. You've got to stop interrupting your guests. If I got something to say, you need to sit down and you need to listen out there. And if you don't want to listen, turn off the radio and suffer. Okay, so when I challenge people to say something, I said, look, raise a question, raise an issue, use inductive logic, deductive logic, and evidence. But if you just try to do ad hominem attacks because you don't like me because I talk too fast or interrupt guests and so on, go away. Go away, suffer. I could care less. I want you to know that if you have a reason to challenge on a logical level, God help us, do it. But if you don't, you just want to insert your opinion, even if it has no basis in logic, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm not interested in a dialogue with people that are going to confuse people and cause trouble, okay?
Because we don't need more chaos, you know.
We don't need any more chaos.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Humidity, odors, and air pollutants are building in your basement and crawl space, turning your home into an uncomfortable, unhealthy environment. Stop fighting this yearly battle. Get a Wave moisture control unit like Kathy did.
The smell is gone and the basement is now clean and livable. We created a very nice room in the basement and we love being able to spend time there.
Listen to what Paul had to say.
I have COPD and restricted airway disease. Since I put this ventilation unit in, it's made an incredible difference in my breathing and the air quality in only 3 weeks. It has amazed me. My son has asthma and lives in our finished basement. He has stopped coughing already.
Unlike dehumidifiers, Wave units are energy efficient, have no buckets of water, and will expel harmful gases and pollutants. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-618-WAVE. That's 888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Back and we're working diligently to get our archives up. We had so many hits that we had to move to a new server for us at Monster to actually control the Blueberry archives, and because of that we're having some tech issues, but we'll have that fixed up probably right after the show today. Leo, I want to make this point really clear out there, and because it's something that I see in both universities, I see it in my consultative thing, because I have a number of medical legal cases I'm assisting people on. I have doctors as patients around the world, because this is an online wellness functional medicine practice where I recommend specific conventional surgery, advanced functional medicine, stem cell therapies, everything you can imagine in every health condition on earth, not just for humans, but also for animals. And what people need to understand, if I state that I have a level of expertise in any area, I'm challenging you out there to prove it not true. I'm challenging you to raise good questions and good evidence and good other materials. So if you see an expert like Leo Zagamian, it's because he knows more than me and completes a lot of the knowledge that I'm bringing forward. And it challenges you to understand that you need to firstly sit down and listen rather than thinking that you have a right to an opinion, even if it's not based on facts or evidence. And this is something that's a disease now of our current culture. I call it the Google Genius culture, where people can go on Facebook and Twitter and narcissistically, intellectually, and emotionally masturbate in public that they think they know something when they have no evidence to support it, like supporting Hillary Clinton and thinking it's a reasonable thing to do, or supporting globalism when they don't understand the horrifying consequences to population reduction and destruction of the environment because we are controlling the environment, or when we deal with things like, why are they not fixing Fukushima Daiichi, and how come there's a dearth of scientists even willing to challenge me on issues where I technically give them solutions? And as I stated, I can provide a solution to any problem on Earth instantly, or a framework with experts like Leo to find a solution which we can prayerfully move forward to. And so there's no problem with finding solutions. The reason why we don't find them or implement them is because evil is so great in our planet, those who provide solutions are considered some form of anathema and need to be intellectually burned at the stake. And let me tell you, I don't have any patience with it. My patience with people out there that think they know more than me about any of these issues is over. It's over a long time ago. And I challenge them. People say, well, you know, I had John Stetmiller say, well, there's not many callers call in. I said, the callers I have in are really good. They're good, like Jeff last time in Idaho. These callers call in with evidence that supports their logic and proof. And I don't care if they have grade 3 and have a good point. You damn well better have a good point before you call into this program. If you think you're going to take it over, like we had one guy in Florida about a month ago that wanted to call in. He had like a dozen questions, and he wanted to literally take over the show. Ain't going to happen. Not going to happen. I'm not like any other host on this or any other network. I want you, when you walk away, to be empowered, to feel like you are a God-given son of the Most High God, that you're going to be empowered with medical knowledge, geopolitical knowledge, spirit knowledge of experts like Leo Zagami, and you have to read his books if you want to know where the hell things are going, because we're swirling the toilet bowl right now. We're about to be flushed. And if you think this is a minor, like, oh, well, like in the book of Acts, there shall come scoffers in that day that, you know, every day as the day proceeds before and nothing's going to happen, you're a fool, and you need to realize you're a fool, and you're not only hurting yourself, you're going to put all the rest of us in danger. It's like giving a man a fire axe in the middle of a lifeboat and say, it's okay for him to chop a hole in the bottom of the lifeboat. It's not. We need to hold his shoulders, restrain him, and make sure he doesn't chop a hole in the bottom of the lifeboat. I'm sick and tired of people intellectually thinking they have a right to an opinion when they only have a right to an attitude. They don't have an opinion. They have, to opine means you have to have evidence to base what you're saying that empowers people and is good. And anybody who makes a statement that can put the public in danger or create fear without solutions, they need to shut the hell up. How's that? What do you think, Leo?
I think that what the initiates call the profane world, which is the outside world, sooner or later arrives to a complete societal chaos. And that's what's really what I am describing in Volume 2 and what is really happening with all these people on these social networks, on these Instagram,
right, you're providing
Facebook,
the cure for it. You're providing a cure for the social networks and the intellectual devastation that's going on. I have discussions with people that
give them, you know, a book which is written with an academic perspective instead than just a conspiratorial or just an internet way of doing things, which I think is profoundly wrong, because nowadays people don't really read books. They hardly read 40 lines on a one page.
Right. They jump from one faintly supported conspiracy to another. And yes, you know, Lord Monckton thinks that they're going to march armies around. Forget it, okay? They might have some police down in some place in Florencia, and they may have a few, attempts by a few small number of German troops in Greece. Ain't going to happen. The real problem is the Vatican, the bankers, and the Islamification of Europe. That's
it's
the problem.
It's all connected.
Exactly, all connected.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
The solution, Leo, is three part. First is, number one, intellectually get your brain cleared up. Read your books, listen to the show. We have other reference, other experts on, talk about straw man. Number two, pray. Pray to clear your mind spiritually from the darkness that's over it, that prevents even logical, conventional, you know, thought to actually penetrate deep into the bowels of your actions. And the third thing is to actually become an agent of change itself. In other words, don't just be an observer and think that, well, it's impossible to change the future. That's not true. In fact, that's one of the primary things that the globalists want to do, is to tell you that you as an individual or groups of individuals can't change the current timeline of where we're going. That's a bull-faced lie. In fact, it's interesting that the plain and simple British that want their bangers and mash and could care less about some temporal pain when they're having massive immigration or hirage, when they're having 85% of the rulemaking is by bureaucrats sitting in Brussels who don't have a faintest idea what an economy is, but want to control freak everybody in Europe. Those little simple people finally turned the clock back and said, you know what?
I mean, the most outrageous thing is that the European Union has now prohibited to talk English in the EU Parliament.
Are you kidding me? So in other words, they're slighting the English, which is a partner for trade because it's right across the English channel.
Talking about the English language also.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Are these people suicidal? Are they out of their mind? Do they want to see the rise of the Fourth Reich? Because believe me, these are the elements that created the disaster that created World War One and Two. Was a dialectic of bankers who funded both wars, and the dialectic of conflict between peoples that were actually historically and genetically very similar. Yet these maniacs decided to finally say, "Oh, we won't speak English in the European Parliament, and we don't want to make deals with the British, even though they're just across the English Channel." How crazy is that? How nuts?
It's absolutely insane, and I must say that though there is a big divide within the English population, and sorry, the British population, because when we talk about the British, we talk about the English, the Scots, and the Irish. And we saw that, of course, in Scotland, where there is a predominantly anti-establishment, anti-English establishment, they want to come closer to Europe and stay into Europe. But I mean, Scotland has always been opposed to the English crown. They have wars that lasted for centuries, conflicts with England, and in the end they are subject to the Great Britain. I mean, what they're going to do? They're going to go leave Great Britain? It's like Texas leaving the United States.
Yeah.
But I mean, the problem now is that we have so much propaganda that every day is pumped up into the English scenario, into the British scenario. For example, Rupert Murdoch in the US promotes conservatism. He is the guy behind Fox News, okay? But Rupert Murdoch in Europe promotes communism and the Democrat Party and the Laborist Party in England, and is pro-European. So here we see the typical New World Order elite master like Rupert Murdoch that behind the scenes on one side of the Atlantic pushes the right, on the other the left. It's a little bit like he wants to play God. But right. At the same time, Great Britain in this moment has a great opportunity, but every day we have to... I live here in Italy and I can tell you this is really disgusting. I put on the news and every single day they're trying to convince the British people that this that they should stay in Europe, that this is the wrong thing. Then after,
how can they do it after the fact? And I've even heard them say they're going to do a recount. Come on. It's over.
They tried. They falsified. They even falsified. They made a fake signing petition online. And imagine, only from the Vatican, we had 30,000 people signing on a fake petition. And in the Vatican, you have only 800 people living. So how can you have 30,000 people? They discovered that the whole thing was a scam. And, of course, the English authorities had to intervene. But the European and George Soros have also sent all these left-wingers, anarchists into London, in front of the parliament, and it's really deeply dividing. I myself had to argue this afternoon with my mother, who is British, about it, and she told me that her sister voted in one way, right, but their husband voted in another way. But they, you see, making somebody understand certain things is not easy, because of course the elite... You know, I said to my mother, how dare you say that the vote of poor people is not equal to the vote of a university professor? I mean, this is the concept. Yeah,
in fact, it's the exact opposite. Most people don't realize there's an IQ gap, that the average IQ of the collective population is 15 points higher than the collective of the so-called overlords. Higher, not lower. Even though if they're just taxi cab drivers and technicians and so on, they have a collective higher IQ. They also don't have an agenda, which means they're going to do things that will compromise the collective population. We have a couple of interesting callers. We have Albert in Chicago. We had a question about Fukushima. Go ahead, Albert.
Yes, thanks. I was wondering if you thought the cover-up of Fukushima was part of globalization.
Of course it is. Go ahead, Leo. Tell me what you think of cover-up of Fukushima, because I'm working on a video and a book that's been in the works for 5.5 years with Chris Harris, our nuclear expert, who we maybe have on next hour, but we'll definitely be doing videos and live stream. Leo, your response.
Oh, well, I have a whole chapter on Fukushima disaster on my book, Volume 2, on Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 2, which I want to invite the reader to get and to read, because I talk about the whole plot behind the Fukushima that might have happened, certain witnesses that have never been heard, certain events that surrounded this whole disaster at the Daiichi nuclear plant, and what is still happening nowadays that is not reported officially. So all this is in my book, Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 2, and it's also part of that conspiracy which is inscribed in the Georgia Guidestones, which wants to diminish the population of the world to only 500 million people.
Right.
Wow. And so this is they want to diminish the whole world population, and at the same time there is some interesting things that connect the Georgia Guidestones and Fukushima, which I actually put in this book. So go and get it, and you will definitely thank me for this, because I wanted to also explain how the Israeli security and the Rothschilds manipulated part of this event. And we have to understand also, I described how the major people who owned uranium in the world are either the Rothschilds or the British royal family.
Right. In fact, people need to understand that the same company that owns the private prisons in America, which is owned by the George Bush senior family and others, the royal family of Britain, the Queen of England, and not only owns 85% of all the uranium mines on Earth, including the central mines in Australia, and even built the rail lines to deliver the uranium. People need to understand this, that what's really going on is so damned evil, it's hard to contain. Now, they don't want to fix Fukushima. In fact, I don't even get scientists willing to give me what I call the intellectual abuse of disagreeing with me in terms of technical solutions on the ground to stop the plant from releasing radiation and tritium. And they won't talk about the detoxification and protection of the population of North America and the radiological desertification of the North Pacific. But Communist China will not buy any filter feeder fish from British Columbia, the western United States, to the Baja California, because they know they're bioconcentrating radioactive cesium, strontium, and other isotopes. So we have to understand this is a scheme to reduce human fertility, to reduce and destroy the biosphere, and to literally gain control over the world population that's vastly reduced. And all they want to do is they want to create a drone class of sexless cyborgs that don't have extended lifespans, where they genetically hybridize themselves with technology and create extended lifespans for the global elite. That's their agenda. If you think it's not their agenda, you're a fool, and I will prove to you, as I say, Brazilian intellectual jiu-jitsu, I will put you down and put you in a lock hold, because I'm no longer going to be nice to anybody on these issues. I know the facts backward and forward and upside down, and it's so damn disgusting for people to have an alternate view. It's not available anymore. It's almost like a court where the judge finally hits his gavel down, the judgment is done, the sentence is passed, it's over. We now know exactly what their agenda is. It's in their public documents, the Georgia Guidestones, the World Watch Institute, all these other documents, the CFR. There's no disputing exactly what their intentions are, because they actually, with hoodwinking and with Satanism, they have to tell you in advance what they're going to do, because you don't believe, you're profane, you're like a beast that they could do this to. That's a very important principle of high-level Masonic satanic orders. They have to tell you, and because you don't believe it, you are to prove that you're a beast and fit for destruction. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, no, very interesting. I thank this listener who has intervened in regards to the Fukushima, you know, disaster, because it has definitely brought up this point, the fact that the world's uranium mining resources are owned by the Queen, and that the Queen herself nobilitated the guy who was a Polish Jew who built the first nuclear plant in Japan. He actually made him a lord.
Really?
So he nobility. Yeah, so. It's the most
tectonically active site on Earth, Japan. In fact, the apocalyptic literature will eventually be covered over by the Pacific Ocean. The largest and deepest trench on Earth is just off the coast of Japan. And these fools, we have evidence from Professor McCanny and others, that there was a P wave indicating that the tsunami that struck Japan was not a normal subduction fault earthquake and tsunami. that in fact was an artificial one, and that in fact what they're doing is they have now not converted their reactors to liquid natural gas, which Americans proposed from gas suppliers in the western United States and North Dakota. Instead of collaboration by Obama to try to help this, to reduce the danger of future nuclear meltdowns and loss of control, these fools continue to build more plants and reactivate ones that are not safe. They're post-geriatric in Japan. And the Japanese people in North Japan have a massive amount of thyroid failures, radiological-induced dwarfism, infertility, abortions like crazy, and people literally, even airborne groups flying back and forth from Malaysia have been told not to have one flight crew more than once a month exposed to the high-altitude radiation, still 5 years and a half later, coming from Fukushima, and people think it's not an issue. You know, I want to take them out and just smack them. I'm just so sick and tired of people not even giving me my intellectual abuse. I am vilely angry with the fact that they tried to make this a total, you know, silence zone where nobody's even going to intellectually challenge me to say, well, Dr. Deagle, why do you think that you can provide solutions to the problem on the ground? I can. I can give them technical solutions. It's in my book. I probably put it 3 years ago. I'm going to republish it with more information. I am sick and tired of the fact that there's experts like Michio Kaku, a physicist, and others who won't even respond.
But these so-called experts are really part of this whole
They're part of the problem, and they won't challenge me because they wouldn't dare get into a discussion and say, well, you don't have a PhD in nuclear physics. I was recruited to go into nuclear physics from MIT from grade 11. In plasma nuclear physics. I have advanced training in radiotoxicology, immunology, and occupational medicine. I know nuclear plant technology, and I know the exact engineering designs of these plants, so I can tell you exactly what they did wrong and how, in fact, they create full hydrogen-releasing technology in the torus. So when people don't realize that plant number 3 was creating plutonium pellets for nuclear weapons detonation, it's a violation of the agreements made after World War II in Japan. And yet, we looked the other way when Japan had reactor number 3 creating these plutonium enrichment systems, by the way, which, of course, people don't realize that TEPCO is just an umbrella company. All the service companies are under control of people like Senator Grassley and others that are working in the nuclear industry to try to convert most of the plants around the New Madrid fault system into breeder reactors to create plutonium high-energy reactors and detonators for nuclear weapons. I know. I took care of the plant workers written in the Savannah River plant to make all of our detonators for our nuclear warheads, and I had security clearance, so I know exactly what's going on firsthand, not secondhand. So if somebody wants to argue with me, they're going to lose it hard. I'm going to put them down in an intellectual chokehold and say, now you need to submit to the truth. This is what's really going on, and you better wake up, because our government are determined to destroy our biology, kill the human race, kill the North Pacific Ocean, and they're radiologically poisoning the entire planet. And that's only one plant. We have over 700 plants now, and Rosatom and Russia and America now just made a deal with the bromance with the president of India to sell last summer, 2015, $184 billion worth of nuclear plants that are breeder reactors that can create nuclear warheads. How crazy is that? How crazy?
I think it's even more crazy that Hillary Clinton wants to reach the presidential race, win the presidential race by saying that she will reveal something to us about the UFOs. This is kind of like what they are trying to, you know, behind the scenes, they're trying to filter, you know. And what does this mean?
Why do you think they're talking about you? Huh? Why do you think Hillary Clinton's talking about the first contact and disclosure? Why do you think she's distracting about this? What's
the purpose? This is a distraction, and it's definitely also a way of making a certain amount of people who want this truth. They have been searching for this truth. Of course, they think that Hillary will give them the truth. I mean, they're completely insane.
Well, no, they're going to give them a mistruth. Okay, let me just get into this for a second. I want to hear your response. What they want to do is they want a statement from Hillary Clinton and the people that are our world politicians to say, like Darth Vader to Luke Skywalker, I'm your Waldor. In other words, they want us to believe that aliens altered human DNA decades or, you know, centuries ago or many millennia ago.
But they've always been hinting the Clintons, both her and his husband, on
exactly,
this
whole
topic. Anything that brings a vote is good for them anyway, you know.
Right, so. But you have to understand, and this is a fact in the Bible, by the way, for those knuckleheads who don't understand this, and for those in every religious group on Earth, including Credo Mutua, with the Chitahuri, or the Naga of Oceania, of all the ancient books and the pagan books and the shamanic books, etc., we have known for a fact that there are what we call draco-reptilian monstrosities that hybridized with humans many thousands of years ago, in fact came as a Nephilim and created the, quote, the giants of old, which are very real. And if you actually, we've had people on the program that have shown you in archaeological digs, including Jonathan Gray, that these giants really did exist, and they were genetic hybrids of humans because they did try to genetically control and hybridize with human beings many millennia ago, and that these things really are real. And so what they want to do is introduce a galactic satanic religion that says, you know, Hillary is really correct, that we're really the daughter civilization of a demonic overlords from another part of the galaxy. That's what they're trying to push, which is a pile of crap. We're created in the image of the Most High God, and we are not a hybridized race created by demonic overlords from another part of the galaxy that's completely satanic.
Yes, satanic, the concept that, you know, man can be a god. I mean, this is the satanic concept.
Right, which is where we have last fall in Britain, they had the CRISPR protocol published where they can have as many as 34 parents, including mitochondrial DNA, and create transhumans like Zootopia. And people that say, no, Dr. Deagle, we can't do it. I can give you an equipment list if you don't believe me. Okay? Game over. Game over. I'm not like any other broadcaster or any other show. Game over, people. Game over. Got it.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Welcome back, and Leo, I'm going to use another example. I had a lady that called, and she had a question about a lady that had watched a TED Talk from a woman who cured herself from multiple sclerosis with a diet. Let me explain what MS is. And I did research on multiple sclerosis. I worked with an emotion disorders laboratory with the Dean of Medicine years ago. And I was accepted at UCLA to do research on multiple sclerosis as well as work on DARPA projects back in the late 70s. MS is a disease triggered off by Lyme and Lyme-like parasites that cause anti-aldenocyte antibodies. There's five subclasses. At the Trinity College in Dublin, they literally pathologically sectioned the brains of thousands of people, both MS and non-MS, and to try to see the frequency of MS-like lesions in their brain, and they found up to 25 to 30% actually had MS lesions. So they may have had attack in a solid area of the brain that didn't affect proprioception or motor activity or thought or vision, causing them to have things like opsilopsia, where they lose central vision or peripheral vision, or loss of position sense, so they have a wide base gait, or loss of motor power in their upper or lower extremities. The problem is, MS is five classes. You can have one class that never recurs. And you have the fifth class, which is so damned aggressive, you get it, in a few months you're dead. So, firstly, to think that diet is going to cure MS is patently insane. Okay? MS needs a very comprehensive program to turn off the immune system. Now, there are very aggressive medical ways to do it. University of Western Ontario has recently published they can literally wipe out your immune system, take out your bone marrow, and once your immune system is gone, which, by the way, can kill you, and you have to be in a reverse protection room for a period of time while you're in these, they can give your immune system back to you and you can, quote, cure your MS. But it's very dangerous because it can kill you. Now, we have natural things like our approach with malignant arrest and other things that are natural that can turn off your immune system for all autoimmune diseases without disease-modifying dangerous drugs or wiping out your bone marrow and taking and destroying your immune system. So you got to understand, most people, and this is really an unfortunate thing, we're not just talking about medical, we're talking about spiritual, geopolitical, and other areas. Most people out there are becoming called Google geniuses. They see a report on news media or a TED Talk or something, and they run with it when there's no evidence to support that diet alone is going to cure MS, and it will not. You need nutraceuticals. You may need all kinds of technologies. You may need hyperbaric oxygen. You may even need a stem cell transplant, but you need to remyelinate those nerve fiber tracts, and you've got to stop the stealth pathogen growing in the brain and causing T lymphocytes to attack it. Now, those same principles apply to spiritual things. The public churches now are anathema. They are dangerous for your spiritual health. The public churches, by and large, except for a few like the Continuing Church of God that teach about prophecy and try to integrate it into current things, and nobody's perfect. By all means, we're all struggling to get the truth. But if you, as a public church, like when I went to North Coast Church here in San Diego, and I asked them, because they have 14 campuses and over like 30,000 people, I asked them if you integrate prophecy and if you deal with geopolitical issues in your church, they said, oh no, we don't understand that at all. I'm thinking, this is dangerous for my spiritual health to go to a church like this. This is happy church. This tries to make you feel good by singing songs and shaking hands with somebody with a darker skin color than yours. And by the way, my mother, who is Syrian Lebanese, is darker skin than Mr. Frickin' Obama. So when I hear people that say that I'm a racist, you're an idiot and I want to slap you. Okay, I'm sick and tired of people trying to say, well, I'm an anti-Semitic when I have people like Tex Mars on, or I think I know more than you, and I usually do when I bring out a topic. I want you to know, don't be a Google geniuses. Don't just watch a TED Talk and think you're going to cure it with diet alone. If you want to know the truth, contact us here at Nutramedical. Contact us and listen to the show. The most important thing is ask better questions. Don't think you know it all. You don't. And guess what? Most of the time, we do. That may be an offense, but that's too bad. So sad. Listen. And then take heed. Because judgment's coming quickly on America and the world, and there's a medical judgment, and people are getting bad treatments for everything from medical issues to geopolitical and spiritual. Read Leo Zagami's books. You can get them at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. He'll be back next Thursday. Again, this is Leo Zagami Hour, first hour on Thursdays. Thank you, Leo.
Back Thank you.
Tim Alexander.
God bless America.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com
Fukushima.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.